just a bunch of tough guys crowded together getting randy. Yeah, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, you guys tell Ozzy about Whitey come steak and say?
Haven't done it yet.
Whitey is a term that many find offensive.
What's that?
Whitey Herzog was in at Steak and Shake?
Have you tell Ozzy that?
No, haven't done it. Haven't done it yet.
We're planning on it.
I thought you got to tell Ozzy I was at work, you know, the day I call you.
Haven't done it yet.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, he came inside like 1 o'clock p.m. Whitey.
Never can advise that.
We should probably tell Ozzy about that.
Huh?
We should probably tell Ozzy.
I saw Whitey puzzle about me, Ozzy, me and Martin.
Off the track.
That birthday party got there. I saw that in the picture.
Yeah.
Mike, do you like that Whitey Herzog?
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, I
agree. Clip that off, Stedman. Seriously,
I like him, and I like that Ozzy a lot.
He's a cool guy. He come inside.
Which one, Ozzy or Whitey? Because I moved on to Ozzy.
Huh?
Ah! Nothing. Do you like Ozzy? Do you like Ozzy again?
Well, Whitey come inside. He always come inside. You know, I talking to him all the time when he come in.
Yeah, but what actually is your plan to fix the economy? I feel like I'm interviewing a political candidate.
I thought Ozzy would come by and say hello, but he didn't.
Huh. It might be traveling.
Well, I got Whitey right now. I'm happy about Whitey coming inside.
What about Reggie Sanders? Has he been by at all?
Who?
Reggie Sanders.
Former left fielder.
The one used to play Cardinals?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah. Mike's in a good mood. How about, since you're in a good mood and now you seem to like these guys again, how about playing a little harmonica?
Oh, nice.
Nah.
Ah!
Dog.
Hey, you know Steak and Shake got a new hamburger.
Oh, no. What do they
got? This is a live read.
Huh?
What do you got there?
They got some kind of new hamburger
I know.
Bun.
What kind?
Tell
What's
us
new?
About it.
The new hamburger bun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a bun?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
What is it?
They hire a lot of new people over there now.
Because of the new bun, they had to hire a lot of people. Doug, this business model seems a little off the track.
Let's get a nice
bun. A lot of new of them.
He's a marketing genius because he won't tell us what the new thing is, so we're going to have to go and find out. What is the new bun?
The new kind.
Okay.
They have some sesame seeds.
They got all kind of new stuff now at Steak and Shake.
Please, like for God's sakes, describe the bun.
I don't know. They just got new kind.
Ah. Does it look different?
Huh?
Does it look different?
Yeah.
What's different about it?
I don't know. Ah! It's just got a new kind.
Does it taste different? And how does it taste?
I don't eat that one.
Is it whole wheat?
Good question.
I don't know. They just got a new hamburger bun.
How do you know, though, if you haven't experienced it?
I don't know. They just got a new one.
They got a new fondue bar over there, don't they?
Huh?
Nothing.
They got a new shake, too.
Yeah, but
what
they
about
have
the waffle fries.
They have new buns. What is new?
Shake.
What is different about this bun from the old one?
I don't know.
You guys should think about getting new fries.
They got a new shake, too.
Yeah, I agree with producer Joe there, even though I don't know where it came from, but I think it's a very valid point.
Well, he's talking
I don't
about new things. They need to get new fries.
Well, I was going to pick it up from there.
Call him Maggie. I like when you call him Maggie.
Beatrix. But, Mike, I don't like the Steak and Shake fries. I like everything else there, but I don't like the Steak and Shake fries. Any chance you guys are going to get some new fries?
I don't know.
Do you like the fries? Because I like them. They're shoestring. It's a different kind of
Doug
fry,
likes higher
but it's
yield.
Good.
Doug yeah. likes higher yield.
I like a bigger, higher yield fry.
I eat something else. I don't eat fries.
Oh,
what do you eat there?
Good question.
The chicken salad croissant? What do you eat?
I don't know how to say it. Start M.
There's something you eat, and you don't know what it is, but it starts with an M.
I can't remember. I don't know
matzah.
How to say it. Start M.
Is it matzah?
No.
Kind of flat cracker
Doug,
bread?
I'm not going to be able to it's sleep like until I figure this out.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. Meatballs. Meatballs.
Bread and a hamburger in there.
Melt. You like a melt.
Huh?
A melt.
No.
Well, how do you know? How do you order it then if you don't know what it is?
I just eat. Well, I can't remember the name.
But how do you order it?
That's a good question.
I just told him. You know.
What do you tell him? All right, let's say you're at Steak and Shake and you want one of these things that you don't know what it's called. How do you order it? I'm the guy that's going to cook it. Hi, Mike. Good to see you. Are you hungry? What would you like?
Just the one, Star M. I can't think of a name.
Oh, damn it, Doug.
Thought I had him.
I can't think the name.
What does it look like, Mike?
Yeah, good question, Producer Joe.
It's like I have two bread and a hamburger in there.
That's called a hamburger.
Yeah, I'd say that's a burger.
A mozzarella melt.
It's like two bread and a hamburger.
I swear that's a hamburger.
Does he say two bread or two two Freds?
Bread, I think. Fred would be a lucky Pierre.
I can't think of name, so.
No.
I can think.
Well, but they know what you want, so you don't have to know the name of it?
Yeah, they know.
From the 618, obviously Mike eats mayonnaise, as does Producer Joe.
You should tell Ozzy about Roddy coming inside.
Back to talking.
Gone full circle.
We had a real issue to tackle.
Doug, what do you think it was?
I think it's a melt of some kind.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
What, a Frisco melt?
Could be.
Well, they only try since he's still around. Hey, Mike.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he's still going. Hey, Mike, is it a Frisco melt?
Yep.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, that one I like.
What you guys don't know is that is now called the Mike. That's what he really? Orders. The Mike. He just says, give me the one with the M.
Good for you, Mike.
You know,
finally,
just for the record, though, that starts with an F.
Yeah, that one, that.
Yeah,
F. Doug, that's the thing that threw us off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad information.
You know, I talked to my boss. They said, let me hire a lot of people. I said, you'll get rid of me? They said, no.
Oh, so you guys are in contract negotiations.
Yeah, I thought they could get rid of me. They've been hiring a lot of people. Well,
they better not get rid of you.
Would they get rid of you? Because you don't know anything on the menu?
No.
At a place you worked for 17 years?
They know I worked there 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years?
You get tenure then, don't you?
I worked there play for 6 years.
So you have tenure?
Uh-uh.
All right.